Hello, friends.
This is going to be sweet.
Sweet tooths rejoice. Today is National Dessert Day.
Are you ready for some dessert?
Are you ready for dessert?
You ready for some dessert?
I love dessert.
Treat yourself. It's National Dessert Day.
Dessert, then.
Dessert. Dessert.
I got a sweet tooth.
Happy National Dessert Day.
I want some dessert.
Hey, dessert.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Are you kidding? Is that a serious question? Because I am always ready for dessert. If people can eat cereal for dinner, then I believe that we can eat dessert for dinner as well. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. What a gorgeous Thursday outside it is. Oh, that blue sky, absolutely beautiful. Crisp air. Yes, it is definitely fall. Let's have some fun this fall. When was the last time you were at an actual pumpkin patch? Go to a pumpkin patch to get your Halloween decorations. Not just buying them on the side of the road. Go out and actually find it and pick it fresh. Well, as long as that's actually what the farmer is doing. Just don't go into somebody's farm and pick it. That, you know, might be ridiculous. But let's get to today's poll question. Because this is a serious issue. What are you allowed to know? What should you know? What should be private? What should be buried from everybody? Brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. I love saying in stock. Because we're going to see that more and more around the country for, well, basically everything. In stock. Does the public have the right to know when a member of a public official's family is caught driving the wrong direction on a roadway, has an accident, and is arrested for DUI? Do you have the right to know that? I can go back through a list, just a litany of people who are not necessarily public officials, public representatives, but just maybe in the media spotlight, staff, you know, for city, county, state, law enforcement. That have lost their jobs. Now, I'm not talking about a distant cousin. I'm talking about your spouse or your children. And then when it is covered up, I mean, seriously, 0.30. I don't use this woman's name because, well, I don't care who it is. When you go in and you've got conspiracy through law enforcement, through the court system, through county commissioners, through county management, to bury it, so nobody knows? Charges are lessened? That's an issue for me. That's a big issue for me. Because we are all supposed to be treated the same. The laws are supposed to be enforced the same. We talk about this, you know, we talk about covers up like this on the national stage. Well, who cares on the national stage? This is here at home. You expect it. I think we've become all so disillusioned with national politics that we expect it. But right here, on the ground level? No. And this is where it all starts. This is where it starts for everything. This is where corruption starts. This is where those who are granting favors starts. This is where it starts to keep people that are willing to do this out of politics. So if you're a county commissioner and you're willing to cover this up, then you shouldn't be in politics. You shouldn't be reelected. And more people should think that. Because if you're willing to do that, what else are you willing to do? What happened to beliefs? What happened to morals? What happened to the understanding that the laws are for everyone? This is an attack on this person. We all have issues. But 0.30? What if someone had been killed? Would it have been covered up then, rather than just a construction sign being damaged? If you're willing to cover that up, what else have you already covered up? After your years in service or years in public office? Like I said, we all screw up every now and then. And guess what? You take your medicine. You take responsibility. Oh, I'm sorry. Taking responsibility, that is so far out of the realm. Arrests are public knowledge, just like court proceedings. Well, no, this was buried from the public. Thank you for texting me that. See, that's the point. These records were not public. They were sealed. They were buried. You wonder how people get good deals out there. Well, this is just the start of it. And when you don't call out the corruption like this, then be prepared to live with it and get over it. But if you want rules that apply to everyone, whether you're the wife of the county manager or a school teacher or a radio host, then you need to wake up that's going on around you. If you've been saying that they're all corrupt, blah, 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 you know, let's get over that. Let's get the corruption out. Let's clean up the system. Yes. That is absolutely true. Just received this text. Nevada is just like every other state. Public record for me, but not for thee. Well, it's time that changed. 923-FM-TALK.com, 991-FM-TALK.com. Answer today's poll question. Does the public have the right to know when a member of a public official's family is caught driving the wrong direction on a roadway, has an accident, and then is arrested for DUI? I received a quite nasty text. You people are all evil nuts. What a county's employee's family does is none of your business and does not affect their ability to perform. Same goes with all public employees and private. Nothing has been covered up, and the individual is being held accountable. Should we look into the history of all the employees at your station and their families? Conspiracy, conspiracy, what are you hiding? Only corruption is what past or angry politicians on their way out are saying. That's funny because this is not coming from a... This is coming from a concerned citizen who brought this information forward. So, once again, Scott's full of it. But you have to remember, he's a mouthpiece for a lot of people. And there are people who believe this. There are people who go by this. It just goes to show that there are people all around us who are willing to accept the corruption. It's none of your business what they do. Because if you don't think that somebody's family member, somebody's wife, driving under the influence affects their performance, well, that sounds pretty ridiculous to me. Because I know if my husband were doing something like that, it would affect me profoundly. It just shows the ignorance. It's the Monica Jay Show. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, yesterday's poll question, is the supply chain disruption a natural progression from COVID shutdowns? 84% of those participating said, nope, it's man-made. Look at Biden out there now begging with Walmart and UPS and a bunch of other corporations to work 24/7. Yeah. We've heard from the people at the docks. Those ships are being kept out for some reason. Will we ever know what the true reason is? Eh. If we had some good investigative reporters, maybe. But until then, stock up while you can.
This is Siri in your earpods. Your temperature is normal. Stop slouching. I'm not a fan of CeeLo. Why don't you play anything by the weekend anymore? Adele bums me out. Your missing AirPod is in the couch cushions. The results of AirPod brain damage are not in yet.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Easy way to remember us. Another way to remember us is 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. And you can take that website wherever you go. Love it. You can listen live on the website, or you can listen to the podcasts if you miss any part of the show. So thank you so much for your suggestions. I love this. Andrew sent this in to me this morning. Monica, there are many like me who don't understand the political contribution system. The companies like WinRed, NRCC, etc. There are many within my party whom I do not support, and I do not wish to support them monetarily. An explanation of the system would be beneficial to many of your listeners. Thanks, Andy. Andy, I think that's a great idea. And even though you sent your email at 6:42 this morning, we must have been on the same wavelength because one of my guests today at 11:08, I might have to keep him on for a while because he's going to give us a great explanation. He is the brand new, after a, let's just call it come to Jesus meeting with the Washoe County Central Committee. We'll explain what the Central Committee is as opposed to the Washoe County Republican Party. that they were not representing we the people. The people who actually go out and do the work, the people who actually vote. No, they were representing the financial political elite. So the brand new chairman, Mark Leonard, will be joining us to explain what happened, why it happened, and where we go from here. When you lose people from your political party, when they decide to become independents, libertarians, whatever, that is because they are disenfranchised. And there are a lot of people who want to leave particular parties because they don't believe they're being representative or represented. They are, that their voice is being heard. Well, I tell you, with the Washoe County Republican Party, at least, that's changing. And that's why I encourage everyone to join the Republican Party once again and put that R on your ballot. Reclaim Nevada, reclaimnevada.com for the Reclaim Nevada Festival this Sunday in just a couple of days. We have got a lot of great candidates out there, awesome speakers. Everything is at reclaimnevada.com. You can see the lineup, what time people are speaking. And I really encourage you to stop by the booth of Washoe County Clerk Jan Gallicini. Because if you have a question of how things are run in the county, who is in charge of elections, who is it, what is the county commissioner's job, what do they do, Jan has the answer for you. She's the Washoe County Clerk. She's appointed to that position. But you know what? I truly believe she deserves to be elected to that position. There's a big question about being appointed and being elected. And Jan, she's got what it takes to be elected and to serve this community with honor. That's hard to say about some people. So come on out and talk to her Sunday, 11 to 4. Speakers only have a few minutes up on the stage, but they've got hours in their booth to talk to you face-to-face, one-on-one. You're going to love it. It's a family event, so bring the kids. Lots of great food trucks, face painting, balloon animals. Just get to know your neighbors. Get to know like-minded people. Mark Leonard joins us at 11:08. And somebody who's coming up in the next, 10 minutes or so, talk about a patriot, Bruce Parks, Nevada Patriots. Spanish Springs Library, open once again. Meetings in person. What happens tonight? The very first meeting, once again, in person, to talk out the issues for special guests, and it's going to be a good one tonight. So Bruce Parks will be joining us at 10:38 and giving us a little bit more insight also on maybe what's going on in the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. Looks as though they keep pushing back the date to try to punish Jeff Church. We'll explain that as well. It's all coming up right here on your live and local FM talk show. It's the Monica Jay Show.
...99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm just having some fun here with Scott, my liberal listener, that just really, I don't even know how people like this function in society day to day. He texted me, even your audience knows you're full of it. Look at your poll results today. None of your business. Those items are between the boss and the employee. Obviously, you think you're above everyone. Sorry, you're definitely not. That's pretty hysterical. So this is all in regards to today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Does the public have the right to know when a member of a public official's family is caught driving the wrong direction on a roadway, has an accident, and is arrested for DUI? Well, Scott doesn't think that you should know about it. He's okay with the cover-up corruption, which is pretty sad. But just check this out. Let's see. Hi, Monica. It's Elle from Gardnerville. I know firsthand about a state official whose spouse got a DUI, and it was in the paper, including the sentencing from the judge. I agree that just because you are an elected official, it doesn't make you any better than those of us who elected you. In actuality, they, the elected, and their families should set an example on how a citizen should act. That's interesting because we spend how many millions upon millions of dollars, including just right here in this state, to deter people from drunk driving? How much do we spend on all the ads that, or actually they usually run them for free, but you got to pay to produce them and whatnot. Sometimes the stations get paid to play them. Don't drive drunk. Don't drive buzzed. So you would think that, yeah, I'm with you. You would think that it would be important to a family of an elected representative, but this person that I'm talking about through the poll question is the wife of a county official, not an elected representative, a county official. Shouldn't people in higher positions set an example for how we as a society should be living our lives? I would think that one of those examples would not be getting behind the wheel of a vehicle at 0.30 blood alcohol. Rules for me, not for thee. All right, let's do this. 884-9910, talk and text line. Bruce Parks, Nevada Patriots, joins us right now. Bruce, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, Monica, thank you for having me. I'm so excited right now.
I know, you're like a kid in a candy store. You got a, we have a reprieve from the lockdown insanity of COVID. I'd say that sarcastically.
Yes, we do.
But tell us about the big meeting tonight.
Well, I'm so tickled. I got to sit on my hands to keep from clapping. We are going to have a Nevada Patriot meeting in person at Spanish Springs Library at 6:30 this evening. Guest speakers include everybody's favorite talk show host, Monica Jay. We're also having a representative from Battleborn Moms for Education. You know, those folks that are a thorn in the side to the Washoe County School Board, including myself. And I understand Jeff Church is going to be stopping by also.
Oh, beautiful.
It's a pretty good lineup. You're going to get some good information that you can use to make informed decision, which is what Nevada Patriot is all about. And if you haven't visited our website, it's nevadapatriot.net. Look us up. Check us out. We exist for one purpose, one purpose only, to give you information you can use. That's it.
So, again,
but boy, some of the information we put out, woohoo.
Yeah. And a woohoo to you, too. Okay, so location. your voice just lulls. So, location and lineup tonight, and what time does it start?
Okay, location is Spanish Springs Library, 6:30. And lineup is Monica J., Sierra from Battleborn Moms for Education, and Jeff Church. And, of course, you may have to listen to me run my mouth a little bit, but I'll try to keep it to a minimum.
You know, I find that as an actually more entertaining than anything else and more informative than anything else. Bruce, besides the Nevada Patriot, because I like to explain this to people, you also teach classes on the Constitution.
That is correct. And if you visit that website address, nevadapatriot.net, there's a link there for the Constitution class. It's every Wednesday at 4:00, and it's on Zoom, so you don't have to drive anywhere. You sit right in your house and learn about the greatest four-page document that's ever been written in the history of mankind. You know, when our founding fathers hammered that Constitution out, you know, they created an entirely new branch of political science. It's such an amazing document. And it astounds me that in our education system, it's one of those things that's largely ignored. They don't teach anything about the Constitution anymore.
No. They do about the Declaration of Independence. They go that history route, but then that's it.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, we had this war with those guys over across the pond, and we won, and this is it. But now they look back at it and they probably teach it that that was white supremacy.
Well, there is that approach to teaching anything about civics. In fact, I don't want to steal any thunder from the folks that are going to be speaking at the meeting tonight, but some of the curriculum that's being introduced in our schools here in Washoe County, they definitely approach government classes from the standpoint that the founding fathers were just a bunch of old white guys that were all slave owners, and they don't tell the truth. Bottom line.
They don't. Because they're, if anything, Bruce, I have to stand by the ladies, because if anything, the wives of those men, they were heavily involved. They were picking up weapons. They were protecting their families. They were on board and even, saying, well, we should do this and that. And we weren't silent back then.
I am so glad that you brought that up, Monica, because I was thinking the exact same thing. People don't understand the role that, if you look at history from the lens of the 21st century, it would appear that women were extremely marginalized. Nothing could be further from the truth. Women were an integral part of the founding of this country. If it weren't for the contributions of the ladies, the founding fathers would not have been able to go to the Constitutional Convention. They wouldn't have been able to do the things that they did. I can attest to you right now, I know for a fact, being a wife of a military member is the hardest job in this country. And I'll challenge anybody to differ with me on that.
And I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know that you wouldn't be out there doing half of what you do if it wasn't for the beautiful lady that's behind pushing you as well.
Oh, I am such a blessed man. You have no idea.
Oh, I do. I consider my husband that way too.
Well, there you go. See?
There you go.
You know, it's not often in history that a single individual accomplishes great things all by themselves.
Yeah.
It usually is a lot of people behind the scenes that never get any credit, and they largely don't want credit. They just do what they do, and they're happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And every opportunity I get, I make sure that those unsung heroes do get credit. They deserve it.
Reclaim Nevada Festival. ReclaimNevada.com.
Oh,
you can find out the lineup and you can find out all of the guest speakers who's going to be there. Bruce, you're going to be there with Battleborn Patriots. And what do you bring into the festival on Sunday?
Well,
I don't mean physical items.
Oh.
I mean, what are you going to be bringing to the people?
I'm going to be bringing what I'd like to think that I do best. Information. Good, solid, reliable, researchable, truthful information. Battleborn Patriots is an organization that is statewide, and we are an activist group. We, for all things Nevada, our main focus is holding our elected representatives accountable for what they do or what they fail to do. But stop by. We'll have a booth there. Stop by. I'd be glad to talk to you about all the stuff that we're involved in.
Sounds great. I hope.
I just realized I wear a lot of hats, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I like it. All right. Bruce Parks, Nevada Patriot. How can people find you online?
Real easy. You can drop me an email at one, NevadaPatriot@gmail.com, or just simply go to NevadaPatriot.net. And it's a pretty easy to navigate website. It has to be user friendly, or otherwise I wouldn't be able to do anything on it. So
me too, you know, love it. All right, Bruce Parks, thank you so much. And I'll see, what time am I supposed to be there again?
6:30.
Okay, perfect. Hey, don't even get me started. I'm doing so many things. I got so many things in the air. Until you put out the notice 2 days ago, I completely forgot. So, but I moved everything for you. Because I know
well,
I promised.
We need you there for a lot of reasons, Monica. But one of the most important is we want to hear about your campaign.
Well, I'll be speaking about my campaign, and we'll also be talking about this, you know, this kind of sham of what the Washoe County Commission and Sisolak is doing to fill a certain Senate seat. So, all right, Bruce Parks, thank you so much for joining me today. Always a pleasure.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today. And yes, Chris, just received this email from Chris. UAW and other unions across the country are striking. Aren't the unions in Biden's front pocket on both sides? These strikes, on top of the supply chain issues and employee shortages, will further cripple our country. What a perfect time to create a strike when it is hard to hire people. Biden has more influence on the unions than he does on the docks to call off the strikes. Maybe this is all part of the plan. It is part of the plan, Chris. And thank you so much for understanding that. Because if you look at what's going on around, I had a wonderful conversation with a gentleman the other night. You have to remember, this isn't just toilet paper and toys and a bunch of other crap that we're all so concerned about out on those ships. The military is also in need of what's on those cargo ships, what's in those containers. So not only do you cripple an economy, not only do you cripple society, but you help cripple a military as well. Everything is tied together. Taiwan's building up its forces because China is about to make a very, very dumb move. Remember, we were supposed to be in a war by now. If you follow the 2030 plan that was laid forward, they tell you everything that they're going to do. But she wasn't elected because she was supposed to have us in a full-blown setup for war by now, because she would have been reelected in 2020. Well, she would have been placed. She was supposed to be placed in 2016 and in 2020 to have us on the brink of collapse. Not just the brink, to actually collapse this country. Because even Jen Psaki has let it slip. Yes, let it slip that the green policies, what we're going through now, it's perfect timing for the Biden administration to make radical changes. Make radical changes to our way of life. Make radical changes to our financial system. It's quite interesting. And as this is almost comical, as we find the supply chain shortages, I say go out there and stock up. This just shows you how the lawless just take over. New York City drugstore shelves are left empty at CVS, Duane Reade's, and Walgreens due to mounting supply chain crises. Yeah, you've got people in there that are literally sweeping the shelves into garbage bags and walking out. Same thing in California. That's why there's a lot of shortages in some of these places. And you and I will continue to suffer. Because whether it be health, whether it be supplies, the global elites will always be taken care of. This is coming from Dr. Sabine Hazen. I've personally treated high-profile celebrities and billionaires plus members of the White House with the dreaded HCQ and ivermectin. Can you say double standard? Yet I have lost none this whole pandemic, plus doing placebo-controlled trials. The key is to treat early. Rules, medicine, supplies, all for me and not for thee. Wake up. It's going to be coming fast.